recall a bit that there is, of course, there are differences and different interests. There are different time frames. There is a different language and different interests between research and policymaking. Starting from this, we need to think as researchers because I cannot talk for policymakers, but perhaps we have in the discussion, this should be in the foreground to think about, so myself, what can we contribute? And as researchers, I see also a general trend that there is this linking the inquiry and linking research to action and to policy. I see this more and more, perhaps also because at the European Center, this is what is our focus in general. But also at universities, I see that more that people are going into applying theory of change frameworks, involving relevant stakeholders, as I said already, participatory approach, participatory research approaches. And at the same time, that researchers better understand policy processes, yeah? Like the ones we heard yesterday and the day before. So how is policymaking working at the international level, but also at national and regional level? This means to work with stakeholders, to do networking not only within the scientific community, but also beyond. This can go via also initiatives like Age-Friendly Cities, where you meet with policymakers at eye level and not discussing about evidence, but putting the evidence there and then have a dialogue on this from the different perspectives. This also means that we need to strengthen the skills of researchers in this networking and dialoguing with policymakers, because on top of that, they are also changing. So you might have to bring your good practices again and again to different stakeholders and define your messages or formulate your messages in a way that they meet the interests of policymakers. And this also means to create trust with policymakers and be sensitive to their interests and their language. This might sometimes be difficult for researchers, but here I think this dialogue is very important, and hopefully we will have also today this possibility.
Thank you, Kai.